CBS 4 Seattle, this is KIXR with the time is 6 minutes past 11.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. How nice to see you again. It's good to know that you've become a regular visitor. And since you're such a good customer, it's only fair to warn you that the story you're about to hear may be a little bit more disturbing than most. If the sounds of a woman screaming in utter terror unnerve you, then perhaps you may not want to listen to a tale called Where Fear Begins. It's a story about exactly that, fear. But perhaps the best way to find out is to hear what happens to Amanda Shepherd on a dark night when moonlight streams through her window, but not just moonlight.
Oh, good Lord, something flew in here. It's right in my room. Oh, it's not a bird. It's a bat. It's trying to get in my hair. Oh, it's in my hair. It's all tangled up in my hair. Ah.
Our mystery drama, Where Fear Begins, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Henry Slessor. And stars Kim Hunter. It is sponsored in part by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal and new sugar-free diet 7-Up. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
Your contributions to care have given help and hope to millions of needy people around the world. When they were hungry, you nourished them. When they were thirsty, you brought them safe water to drink. When they were sick, you made them well. When they were homeless, you provided them shelter. When they could not read, you helped build their school. When they were without hope, you showed them how to help themselves. CARE, the International Aid and Development Organization. By helping one human being anywhere, you help mankind everywhere. People who need care need your help.
Please send your dollars to CARE, Department 2, New York, 10016.
The night is still and peaceful in the small town known as Manassa Valley. Most nights are peaceful here. And one person who enjoys that stillness is Miss Amanda Shepherd. The big city is only 50 miles away, but for Amanda, it might as well be 50,000. But there are many ways to shorten distances. And tonight, something is going to happen that will destroy the peace and stillness of Amanda Shepherd's life.
Yes. Hello.
Amanda. you.
Yes, who's this?
It's Vera.
Vera? Oh, for heaven's sake, what's the matter with you? Don't you know what time it is?
Amanda, I need help. You've got to help me.
What are you talking about? Where are you?
Amanda, I'm scared. I don't know what to do. I'm so frightened. You've got to help me.
Listen, are you drunk?
You've got to come out here. You've got to stay with me.
Vera, will you please make some sense? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm 50 miles away.
Well, then come. Tomorrow, come. Oh, please. Please come as soon as you can.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Vera. I've got a class to teach tomorrow. Come to think of it, it's even worse than that. I have a faculty meeting.
Amanda, don't you understand? I need you. Don't make me explain. Just come.
All right. Look, I can't promise when I'll be there exactly. Where are you staying? Vera? Vera, what's the address? Did you hear me? Vera, are you still there? Vera! Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. What can I get you?
Nothing, thanks. I was looking for the manager.
Saw his creditors.
Well, maybe you can help me. Have you worked here long?
Truth is, I don't work here now. I'm what you might call a guest bartender.
Oh, I see.
Tell me anyway.
Well, I'm trying to find someone. I know she no longer works here. She told me she quit her job about 2 months ago, but it's the last bit of information I have about her.
Who is her, exactly?
Her name is Vera Shepherd. Do you know her by any chance?
Nope, I can't say I do.
Well, she called me last night and sounded as if she was in trouble. I'm almost tempted to call the police, but knowing Vera could just be some of her melodramatics. Well, thank you anyway.
It's okay. Hey, wait a minute.
Yes?
This Vera Shepherd, is she blonde and pretty about your height?
Yes.
There's a girl I met in an encounter group last month. Her last name was Shepherd, but her first name was Roxanne.
Roxanne? Well, that could be her. She always hated the name Vera. She was always threatening to change it. Look, have you any idea where she might be living?
Sure. She lives with me.
What?
In the same rooming house. Upstairs. In indescribable squalor, I might add. What's a nice lady like you doing with a friend like Roxy?
She's my sister.
Ouch. Well, excuse me. I think I'll go see if I can pry my foot out of my mouth.
Wait a minute. Where's this squalid rooming house of yours?
Number 9 Hudson Street, near the river. If you see a bum sleeping in the doorway, that's the place. Hey, you weren't thinking of going there now.
Of course.
It's not a good idea. Now, you can't go into a neighborhood like that looking the way you do.
What's wrong with the way I look?
Wait a minute. My friend Tony will be back here in 5 minutes to take over the bar. I'll go with you.
Well, I'm sure I can find it alone.
There's some pretty bad customers around there.
Well, they don't look any better here.
You can trust me. Underneath this dirty shirt beats a heart of pure soap.
Well, all right.
Careful of those stairs. They're in bad shape.
Ugh, how can people live in a place like this?
Nobody lives here. We exist on another plane. Our bodies may wallow in filth, but our souls live in penthouses.
Is that what you learned in your encounter group?
Well, here's her door. The grand portal of the Princess Roxanne.
She has a radio on.
I hope that isn't all she has on. Princess is a little hard of hearing.
She must be home. Let me try. Vera? Vera, are you in there?
Might be asleep or stoned. Maybe she just went out and left the radio on.
Look, I'm terribly worried about her. She really sounded dreadful. She said she was frightened about something.
I could always break the door in. It's pretty flimsy.
Do you think we should?
Just say the word.
All right. Please.
That's the word. By the way, what did you say your name was?
Amanda Shepherd.
My name is Kurt Davies. Pleased to meet you. That was easy. Come on in.
What an awful place.
I told you, indescribable squalor.
The bedroom must be in here. Vera?
It's me. It's Amanda. Oh, my... Vera!
What
oh, my God!
What is it? Is she sick?
Look at her. Look at her eyes.
Easy, take it easy. I don't think she's breathing.
She's dead. Oh, my God, my poor sister is dead.
Miss Shepherd, if you think you can talk about it now, let's get a few of the facts straight.
There's only one thing you have to get straight, Lieutenant Duryea. Somebody did this to my sister.
Yeah, you told me. How long were you two separated?
A little over a year. She left Manassa Valley about 14 months ago.
Well, what for? Just to come to the big city?
I suppose that was her reason.
Any other reason you know about? Was there a man, for instance?
There was a man, all right, but not what you're thinking. Vera had a fight with our father.
Your father live in Manassa Valley?
Yes, my sister and I never got along very well with him.
The both of you?
Yes, both of us. But then Vera had this fight with him, and she packed her bags and left. She had some idea of becoming an actress or a singer or something like that.
Did she?
No. I don't know what she became here.
And when she called you last night, what did she say exactly?
She just said she was scared. Scared out of her wits. And I heard this terrible scream. Lieutenant, there's only one explanation. Somebody was after her. Somebody was in her apartment last night and killed her.
I'm sorry, Miss Shepherd, but this is no murder case.
But you saw her eyes. You saw the way she looked, as if she'd been frightened to death.
There's just no such thing, Shepherd. At least not in the law books. Your sister suffered a cardiac arrest. That's a heart attack.
I can't believe that. That look on her face.
It was just a death agony. That's all you saw.
Somebody was after her. Some man, probably. I'm sure of it.
Maybe she was scared because she was sick.
There was nothing wrong with her health.
Look, the medical examiner knows his business, miss. Of course, if you want to insist on an autopsy, that's your privilege.
An autopsy? That means cutting her open.
That's what it means.
And if it proved you were wrong? That she didn't die of natural causes?
Oh, we'd be the first to admit it.
All right, then. I want an autopsy. Look, I'm sure that something horrible happened to Vera.
Okay, whatever you say, Miss Shepherd. I'll be in touch with you. Oh, where are you be staying?
I'll be staying right here.
I just don't see how you can live in that place.
Well, the rent's been paid until the end of the month. There's no reason I should stay anywhere else.
I thought you had a job in Manassa Falls.
Manassa Valley. I do have a job. I teach school. I've already asked for a leave of absence. I'm not leaving here until the police do something about this.
You may have a long wait.
It doesn't matter how long. I know something happened to my sister, and nobody seems to care.
Listen, I'll be taking care of the bar for another couple of hours. Why don't I meet you later for a drink or something?
Look, no, I have to get home. I have to call my father, and I have to get some sleep. I'm so dreadfully tired.
Okay. But if you need a friend, remember, I live one floor away.
Yes, I'll remember. Dad, there was no way I could make the funeral arrangements yet.
Why not?
Because the police are performing an autopsy on Vera's body to determine the exact cause of death.
Well, I thought you told me she had a heart attack.
Yes, but I still thought it'd be wise to learn more about it. Dad, she was only 26 years old.
Yeah, but she wasn't a well girl, Amanda. You know that. She had rheumatic fever when she was a child.
She always seemed perfectly well to me. Look, Dad, I'm just not satisfied about this. That's all there is to it. That's why I'm not coming home until I find out more.
You're a stubborn woman, Amanda. You're just as stubborn as your mother was.
All right, Dad. I'll try to speak to you again tomorrow.
What's the hurry? You haven't talked 3 minutes with yet.
I'm exhausted. I've got to get some sleep. Goodbye, Dad. How can I sleep? How can I? I know I'm just going to lie awake all night. Just thinking about Vera. Oh, Lord, why did I decide to stay in this horrible place? I have to clean it up tomorrow. It's so filthy. At least that'll give me something to do. Oh, if only I could sleep. I wonder if Vera has anything in the medicine cabinet. Won't hurt to look. Yeah, what a mess of bottles. Half of them are empty. What's this one? Aspirin. Oh, wait a minute. This one's marked. For sleep, thank God. It's the only way I'll get to close my eyes tonight. What is it? It sounds like someone at the door, at the front door. One minute. All right, I'm coming. I can just find my slippers. Who is it? Oh, my God, who's out there? Who is it? Who's out there? Go away! Go away, whoever you are, go away! Oh, the door! The lock is broken! It's coming in here! Oh, God, it's coming in! Ah! Oh, dear Lord, help me! Help me, somebody!
Well, now that's what I would call an unexpected visitor. Of course, there are neighborhoods in every large city that have their share of gorillas, but they're customarily of the human variety. How did this specimen get to Amanda Shepherd's apartment? I'd be glad to tell you, but that would be spoiling the surprises that follow when I return shortly with Act Two.
Buick introduces a new concept for you to consider in light of today's concern about miles per gallon. Range. Range is what you get when you multiply the mileage your car gets per gallon by the number of gallons your car's gas tank holds. Range is what you need to get you there and back, especially if you plan to travel even just a little. Range is one of the things that help make the Buick Apollo such a special small car. A small car with range. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon gas tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Holds a lot of people, too. There's room for six in Buick Comfort. And the ride is Buick, too. In fact, the only place the Apollo may deviate from your conception of a Buick is in its low price. Look into the Apollo. It's what you'd expect a Buick to be, and a lot more than you'd expect a small car to be. Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars.
Hey, we're the Action Corps.
See, we contribute more.
T's for the teamwork of our crew.
Aye, our ideals are high.
Oh, oughtn't you apply?
Means it's now that we need you.
A, C, D.
Boy, we could go on all day.
Oh.
Here's why.
Volunteers are needed right away.
Action is VISTA, the Peace Corps, RSVP, SCORE, and other volunteer programs that are helping people to help themselves. If you're trained in a skill or just have a little love to share, Action needs you.
Yeah, baby. Action really needs you.
Don't crawl under a rock. Get into action.
Oh, yeah.
This is a public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
And now,
here's the second act of Where Fear Begins. Well, it appears that no harm has come to our friend Amanda Shepherd, unless you call a good case of hysteria harm. But now there's another visitor to the apartment, Kurt Davies, who quickly raced up the stairs when he heard her cries for help.
I saw it. So help me. I saw a gorilla, an ape. I don't know what you call it.
Sure you saw it, Amanda, but in a dream.
I know the difference between a dream and reality. It was a real gorilla. It broke the door in.
No, honey. I'm the one who busted in the door, remember? And first thing tomorrow, you've got to get a lock on it.
Kurt, please listen to me. This was real. I know it was. This animal tried to get in here and kill me. When I started to scream, it went away.
Amanda, I didn't see any gorilla coming out of this place. I mean, wouldn't I have seen it, too?
Well, maybe it's hiding somewhere in the building. Maybe it has a hiding place.
This is really crazy.
Look, maybe that's what Vera saw. Maybe that's what she was horribly frightened about.
Amanda, have you ever searched this apartment?
Searched it? What for?
Well, maybe you'd find something. Letters, a diary, maybe.
Oh, Vera never kept a diary.
It's worth a try, isn't it? Come on, let's look right now. I'll help you.
Why? Why should you want to help me?
Why not?
You don't really care what happened to my sister. You hardly knew her.
Maybe I didn't want to know her.
Why not?
What's the point of knocking the dead?
No, tell me, please. Why didn't you like Vera?
I didn't like Roxanne because she called herself Roxanne when her name was Vera. I didn't like the way she spent her time looking for one kick after the other, even if it meant kicking somebody else in the teeth.
Was she really like that?
Look, it's late. Maybe you should go back to bed. We'll search the place another time.
No, you're right. You know, I should have done this before. Yeah, I remember seeing something in the bedroom, as a matter of fact.
See what?
It looked like an address book. Wait, I'll get it.
Maybe it is a diary. A record of all the kicks she got out of life.
No, it's an address book. Not too many names in it.
Let me see if I'm in it. No, guess I didn't make that much of an impression.
Do you recognize anybody's name?
Let's see. There's Tony's. That's the place where I work.
I thought you were only a guest bartender.
It's only temporary. Until my rich uncle in Argentina dies. That is, if I have a rich uncle. Wait a minute.
What'd you find?
Are you sure your sister was healthy?
Well, my father doesn't agree, but I think she was, yes.
I mean healthy in the head. Ever occur to you that the call she made to you that night was just... Well, that she might have been wigging out?
Oh, no. Look, I'm sure Vera wasn't crazy.
Well, the reason I ask is she has Dr. Swally's number in her book.
Who?
Dr. Raymond Swally. I've heard of him.
What kind of a doctor is he?
I suppose you could call him a shrink, but I think he calls himself a psychologist. If your sister Vera was all that together, would she be seeing someone like that?
I don't know.
How would you like me to see Dr. Swally? And ask him.
No, the name isn't familiar, I'm afraid. But I won't trust my memory. I have a book that my secretary keeps for me.
She might have called herself Roxanne Shepherd.
Very neat alphabetical book. Miss Regal intends to be a little compulsive about her record keeping. I'll have to explore her subconscious one of these days. No, there's no one of that name who is my patient.
Maybe you knew her personally.
Oh, I'm quite sure I didn't.
Yeah, but your name was in her address book.
She might have heard about me.
You mean she might have taken down your name but never called you?
That's possible, isn't it?
I guess so.
How old did you say the girl was?
26.
Pity. And the cause of death?
They called it cardiac arrest, but her sister doesn't believe it. She insisted that an autopsy be performed.
Was it?
Yes.
And the result?
Negative. It was heart failure, all right.
Well, then, why isn't the lady satisfied?
Because she still thinks that people can die of fright. Pure and simple fright.
Look, what's the use of my staying any longer, Kurt? I'm just packing up Vera's things and leaving.
You want me to help you?
No, just taking everything that belonged to her, not even trying to sort it out.
Don't forget the stuff in the medicine cabinet. I'll bring it to you.
Most of the bottles are empty.
So I see, but this one isn't. What's this, Amanda?
Sleeping pills. I took one of them last night. Hey, wait a minute. Let me see that again. Kurt, look. The label.
How about it?
It says Dr. Swally.
What?
You said that Swally denied that Vera was his patient, yet he prescribed these sleeping pills.
Are you sure?
Well, see for yourself.
Well, what do you know? Now, why would he lie about something like that?
I don't know. He must be hiding something. I have to know what it is.
Yeah, but how? If he lied to me once, he'll lie again.
What if I went to see him?
But I told him about you, about your being Vera's sister.
What if I didn't go there as Vera's sister? If I went as a patient? I'm so miserable all the time, Doctor. So depressed and nervous. I don't want to wake up in the morning. I want to go right on sleeping, hibernating from the world. Do you think you can help me?
Well, that all depends. How much do you know about my treatment?
Well, not really very much. Just that I've heard you've been able to help people.
But you must have also heard that my therapy isn't quite orthodox.
Well, no. I guess I've never heard that.
Oh, don't be alarmed. Basically, I'm a Freudian. I believe in the theory of the subconscious. But I look at it slightly differently. I call the subconscious the dungeon of the human mind, the place where we hide all our guilty fears. A conscious mind tries to forget their existence, but they cry out and rattle their chains and make our lives miserable. Do you understand?
I think so.
Personally, I believe that fear is the true enemy of mental health. What I try to do for my patients is eliminate fear. We're all afraid of something, aren't we? Right now, you look as if you're afraid of me.
No, I'm really very interested.
It's one thing to know what we fear. Insects, mice, grizzly bears, high places. But many of our fears are so buried in our minds that we forget their existence. Do you ever have nightmares, Miss Lewis?
Yes. In fact, I had one just the other night. I dreamt that a gorilla tried to break into my apartment. It was so terribly real.
Are you especially afraid of gorillas?
I've never even thought about them, not since I was... For heaven's sake.
You were about to say, not since you were a child.
Yes, when I was a child, only 4 years old, I'd forgotten all about it.
But you remember now.
Yes, my father took me to the zoo. I was having a good time until he brought me to the gorilla cage.
And it frightened you?
Well, no, at first I was fascinated. I'd never seen anything like it before, but so much like a man and not a man. So Daddy picked me up so I could get a better look. And it reached for me. It reached out for me. Oh, God, how could I have forgotten that? I screamed at the top of my lungs.
And just the other night, you screamed again?
Yes. Isn't it incredible?
But don't you see what happened? You relived this fearful event of your childhood, what we call a traumatic experience. Now that you've done it, faced it, perhaps you've also uprooted it, along with other repressed fears.
Well, I don't know about that. All I know is I was absolutely terrified.
Terrified, yes, but perhaps also purified. Miss Lewis, I'm sure you've heard of LSD, haven't you?
LSD? Oh, yes, of course. It's that drug that makes you see hallucinations.
No, it isn't the only drug, you know. There's mescaline, psilocybin, and a new derivative of LSD-25, which I've developed, known as EN-30.
I don't understand.
Well, LSD is the chemical shorthand for lysergic acid and diethylamide. A very small amount can produce hallucinations of every form and variety. EN-30 is rather different. It produces only one kind of hallucinatory affect. The effect of fear.
Fear?
Some people call it, incorrectly, the horror drug. It's a powerful hallucinogen. Dangerous when used carelessly, but extremely useful under controlled conditions. It goes right to the sub-basement of human consciousness and brings up images from the very place where fear begins, the dungeon of our minds.
You mean it makes people see the things that they're afraid of?
Yes. Usually the things which frightened us when we were children.
And what makes it dangerous? The fact that we might be scared to death?
Oh, scared to death is a highly inexact term. But in certain cases...
In the case of a heart condition...
Oh, I would never administer the drug to anyone with such a history.
How long does the effect last?
Well, it varies greatly among individuals, but like LSD, the effect can often be cyclical. That is, the hallucinations can return on a cyclical basis, even if no EN30 has been taken for several days. This is one reason why controlled use is very important.
Dr. Swally, are you giving this drug to all your patients?
Oh, no, my dear. Only to a few, and under strictest supervision. And, of course, with their complete understanding and agreement.
I see. Yes, I really think I understand now, Doctor.
Listen, Amanda, do you know what you're saying? You're accusing Swally of being a criminal.
That's why he lied to you. He was afraid to admit that Vera was his patient because he gave her this horror pill of his. And she died.
Well, you don't know that for sure,
Amanda. I don't know it. He says he never gave anyone the pill except under controlled conditions. But he lied. He said he'd never give one of those things to someone with heart trouble, but he gave one to Vera.
Look, you're all worn out. You better get to sleep, and we'll talk about it in the morning.
I'm going to the police in the morning, Kurt. Will you go with me?
Amanda, I've already been to the police.
What?
I saw Lieutenant Duryea.
But why?
I've been worried about this undercover game you've been playing. So I talked to Duryea, told him about what you were doing and what you suspected.
And?
Duryea made a check of Swally's records, Amanda. He made it part of the routine police inquiry into your sister's death.
What are you trying to say?
Swally wasn't lying about it.
What?
He wasn't lying about your sister. She was never his patient.
But the sleeping pills...
They must have belonged to one of your sister's roommates, or maybe she just swiped them from somebody else's house. Didn't you tell me that Vera was always swiping things?
Oh, Kurt. Then I'm wrong. It wasn't his fault.
That's the way it looks. If your sister was having nightmares, she was having them on her own.
Warm in here. It's too warm to sleep. I've got to open that window or I'll suffocate. Oh, it's so hard to open. Oh, there. Whew, that should help a little. What was that? Oh, good Lord. Oh, good Lord, something flew in here. It's right in my room.
Which fills almost all of us with dread. Is it the cape-like wings, the rat-like face, the raking claws, the terrifying screech of their voices? Can anyone blame Amanda Shepherd for the cry of horror she emits when that winged monster comes flapping into her room? Or was there really a bat? Was it only a creature of her imagination? We'll learn the answer when we return shortly with Act 3.
Goldilocks. Ms. Goldilocks, if you please. And I'm a professional taste tester. Here at my taste test laboratory, that's TTL for short, I taste test everything from porridge to diet drinks. Actually, there's not that much taste testing in porridge these days. There used to be. Once upon a time. I mean, that's how this miss got into the biz. But lately it's been diet drinks. I mean, with so many diet drinks going sugar-free, I've been really busy conducting taste tests. A rather unbearable assignment, to be sure. But then I discovered sugar-free diet 7-Up. Fresh, natural, delicious. My only problem is that sugar-free diet 7-Up tastes so good that it broke my Goldilocks diet drink taste-o-meter. Well, sugar-free diet 7-Up certainly has my seal of approval. This one's just right.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
For heaven's sake, this store won't give me back my $25 for the ice skates. All they would give me is this credit slip, and they don't even have any more skates in my size. Oh, what am I going to do?
Madam, not all stores make cash refunds on returns, you know.
Who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau. You know, only some stores will make refunds because it's their policy to do so, not because they're required to do so. And if I were you, I'd use the credit slip and get myself something else. And next time, remember, find out about a store's policy on refunds and exchanges before you buy.
I guess you're right.
Well, you know, it's just another tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Amanda Shepherd has had another nightmare. A dream so vivid that she lies in her bed this morning in a state of shock, still unable to believe that the bat which flew into her room the night before isn't still entangled in her hair.
It may have been the heat, Amanda. This building is a real hot box when the weather turns warm.
Yes, I don't know. Maybe that's all it was. Maybe I had some kind of a heat stroke.
If you ask me, you ought to get out of this apartment right now. Maybe that's another reason you have bad dreams. This place is depressing you.
Yes, you're right. There's no point in my staying here anymore. The police approved that, haven't they?
You just have to accept the truth. Your sister died because... well, because she died.
I guess that means I should go back.
Doesn't mean you have to go back to Manassa Valley. Listen, have you ever thought of teaching right here in the city? We've got an awful lot of kids here who
need... No, Kurt. No, it's time for me to go home.
So the whole thing was a waste of time, wasn't it?
I suppose so, Dad.
I told you you've been stubborn, wasting 2 weeks on a wild goose chase.
Dad, don't you understand? Vera died without either one of us being there. She died all alone, in agony.
And whose fault was that? Who told her to leave home?
All right. Let's not talk about it anymore.
Now you even sound like your mother. Whenever she didn't want to hear the truth, she'd ask me not to talk about it
anymore. We've said it all, haven't we? I'm going to bed early. I've been sleeping very badly lately.
Amanda, wait.
Yes, Dad?
Look, why does it have to be this way between us?
I don't know what you mean.
It's been like this for years, this wall of ice between you and me. What put it there? I've asked myself 1,000 times, and I still don't know the answer.
Maybe you'll never know, Dad.
Oh, I know it started right after your mother died. That was when you turned against me. You and Vera both.
Oh, please, Dad. We'll discuss it some other time. I'm really too tired.
Oh, no, you'll never discuss it with me. You'll just go on hating me for the rest of your life.
I don't hate you.
I saw the look in your eyes the day your mother died. I saw the way you looked at me, Amanda.
I don't remember how I looked at you. How could I? I was in a state of shock.
You were in a state, all right. And you've never snapped out of it.
Please, Dad.
All right, go to bed. No use trying to reach you. Never been any use.
Hi, Hattie.
handsome. Hey, this is turning into a permanent job for you, isn't it?
I guess I'm just a natural-born bartender, so what can I get you tonight?
Well, how about a Manhattan? Did you learn how to make one of those?
I'll give it a try.
Hey, how's your blonde friend these days?
Which one? I know half a dozen blondes.
You know the one I mean. The one who looks like a school teacher.
She is a school teacher.
No kidding. And where is she now?
Going back to teaching school, I guess.
Hey, you really liked her, didn't you? That's what I heard around.
I liked her. But she's strictly a small-town girl.
Is it true that she was Roxy's sister?
That's right.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? That Roxy Shepherd would have a sister like that. Hey, did you know that I was her last roommate?
What?
That's right. I paid half the rent on that filthy pad of hers. I couldn't stand it more than 1 week. She was stoned all the time, you know.
Yeah, I figured she hit the stuff pretty hard.
That girl would take anything, as long as there was a kick in it. She even went to some doctor just to get some kind of pill he was handing out.
What'd you say?
She heard about some nutty kind of LSD that a shrink was using on his patients. She told me she was going to see him and get some...
Hold it a second. Do you know the shrink's name?
No.
Was it Swally? Dr. Raymond Swally?
Well, how should I know?
Well, I've got to know.
How many times do I have to tell you I never had a patient by that name? If you don't believe me, ask the police.
All right, maybe you never had a patient named Shepherd, but maybe she didn't give you her right name, first or last.
I'm quite sure you're mistaken about this. I've only administered EN-30 treatment to 4 patients. I can assure you this girl wasn't one of them.
Dr. Swally, will you just look at this photograph?
Oh, all right.
Now, look, does she look at all familiar?
Nope. I never treated her.
Look carefully. It's a professional portrait. She thought she wanted to be an actress, and she's pretty heavily made up.
Mm-hmm. Never saw this woman before.
Well, I guess I'm wrong. All right, Doctor. Sorry I bothered you again.
Wait. Just a minute.
Something come to you?
She does look familiar. She wasn't a patient, but I have seen her before.
Where?
Right here in my office. She came in without an appointment. That's why there was no record of her. She just sat outside and waited.
And did you see her?
Just for a few minutes. Just long enough to realize that she wasn't interested in therapy. All she wanted was the drug.
EN-30.
I told her that I wouldn't accept her as a patient, that she wasn't nearly stable enough. I gave her a prescription for a mild sleeping compound, nothing else. But then...
Then what?
Well, I don't know this for certain. I could be mistaken about it.
About what, Doctor?
I always suspected that she might have been the one who stole those pills.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Vera Shepherd stole some EN-30 from you?
I can't prove it. It wasn't until days later that I missed them. I remember stepping out of the room for a few minutes to take a call from a hysterical patient.
Dr. Swally, Vera Shepherd was a klepto. Her sister told me that she stole things all the time. If she stole those pills of yours...
Good Lord, can it really be? The dosage was so large, too large for safety. If she took them, anything might have happened.
Something did happen. She had a nightmare, Doctor. She conjured up a nightmare so terrible that it killed her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt anyone. You know that wasn't my intention.
Oh, wait a minute. You did say that you gave her a prescription for sleeping pills.
Yes, I did. I doubt that she ever filled it. It was the EN-30 she really wanted.
Then what was in that bottle? What were the pills her sister took?
A sister?
Dr. Swally, I've got to get to a telephone.
Hello?
Hello, is Amanda Shepherd there?
Well, yes, she's here, but she's asleep right now. Who is this?
Is this Mr. Shepherd?
Oh, that's right. Can I take a message?
Mr. Shepherd, you don't know me. I met your daughter in the city, but it's very important that I speak to her right away.
Well, I'm sorry, but I told you she's fast asleep.
Would you know if she's taking anything to help her sleep?
Well, as a matter of fact, I thought I did see her take something. She's very
tired.
Listen,
Mr. Shepherd, you've got to get a doctor for her right now. I know it sounds crazy, but if she took a pill that her sister was using, she may be in danger.
Well, wait, what are you talking
Please,
about?
I'm driving out there, but your daughter may be in terrible danger right now.
is it? Who's there?
It's your father, Amanda. Let me in.
Dad? The door's open.
I can't open it, Amanda. You'll have to open it for me.
Oh, all right.
Ow! You see why I couldn't open the door, Amanda. I have your mother. I have to hold your mother.
Oh, God, she's bleeding. She's covered with blood.
I warned her, Amanda. I said I would kill her one day. And now I've done it. I've killed your mother.
Now it's all right, darling. It's all right, baby. You're okay now.
Oh, my God. Oh, Daddy.
It's just a dream, honey. Just a bad dream.
Daddy, please hold me. Don't let me go.
No, Amanda. Oh. I won't let you go.
That's what Dr. Swally told me himself, Amanda. He's discontinuing the use of EN-30. Says it's far too dangerous to take any more chances with. Frankly, I think he's right.
Kurt, do you know what my hallucination was?
What?
I saw my father walking into the bedroom, carrying my mother's dead body.
Ouch, that must have been pretty grim.
Well, the strange part is, it reminded me of something. Something I'd forgotten a long time ago.
What was that?
When I was a little girl, I used to hear my father and mother arguing downstairs, fighting with each other night after night. Well, I was so afraid.
Well, it's understandable.
But do you know what I was afraid of? I was afraid that my father was going to kill my mother.
That's an awful thought.
Well, it wasn't true, of course, but it was a fear that stayed with me. All this time. But now I feel as if I can get rid of it. Kurt, I know it sounds crazy, but wouldn't it be something if it turns out that Dr. Swally had the right idea?
Well, personally, I don't think I would care very much for that kind of shock treatment. In fact, I think I'd rather have my neurosis than gorillas, bats, and so forth in my house. But to each his own, huh? I'll be back shortly.
And now another story of the ball and chain as Kellogg's Special K presents Veronica and Jeff.
Jeffrey, isn't this romantic? Out in a quiet lake at night with you rowing the boat.
Yes, Veronica, it's really neat.
Jeffrey, what was that?
Frogs.
Frogs that go bonk?
They're pretty weird frogs.
Oh, Jeffrey, you're such a car. You have a ball and chain, like the ones they use in those Special K commercials.
Yes, Veronica, it symbolizes my few pounds of extra weight. But I'm going to get rid of it.
How?
By exercising. You know, like rowing this boat and eating smart at every meal, starting with a Special K breakfast.
You mean a 1 ounce bowl of high-protein Special K, 4 ounces of skim milk, orange juice, and coffee?
Precisely. It's less than 240 calories, and it tastes delicious. It'll help me get rid of this ball and chain.
I'll help, too, Jeff. After all, we're all in the same boat.
You have a ball and chain, too.
Your happy ending could begin with a Special K breakfast from Kellogg's. Some beer drinkers have funny ideas about beer. They think beer improves with age, like wine. We'll find a brewmaster, though. You'll find a beer drinker who knows better. The Budweiser brewmaster says it all depends on how beer is aged. Just letting beer sit in lagering tanks makes it older, not necessarily better. That even goes for keeping a case around the house for a couple of months. But there is one kind of aging that's good for beer. The Budweiser kind. Beechwood aging. In this kind of aging, something happens. It lets all the flavor of the choicest hops and best barley malt that go into Budweiser get through to you. Sure, it takes more time and trouble to brew Budweiser that way, but brewing beer right does make a difference. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
In case you're wondering, all characters, events, and wonder drugs in this drama are purely fictitious. No, I'm sorry to say there is no such thing as EN30. If you want to get turned on to Fear and Trembling, however, you can always turn on the Radio Mystery Theater. We promise you large doses of mystery, suspense, and terror. Our cast included Kim Hunter, Mason Adams, Alan Hewitt, Ian Martin, and Phoebe Dorin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Sinoff, the Sinus Medicines, Buick Motor Division, and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
CBS News coming up shortly on KIXI. CBS News next on KIXI, AM and FM. In Seattle, it's 12 midnight.
CBS News. The House Judiciary Committee continues working on which witnesses it will call next week and whether they'll testify in open or closed session. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Yesterday, the committee voted to make public much of the evidence it's heard in its inquiry into possible impeachment of the president. The committee voted not to make public any evidence which is highly classified or related to the secret bombing of Cambodia. And the committee gave its two senior members the option of deleting other evidence they believe might be best left out of the public transcript. Committee Chairman Peter Rodino says that he thinks the evidence will be published by the middle of July. The Senate Watergate Committee is winding up its business, taking votes on what to recommend in its final report. Yesterday, committee members voted to outlaw any cash contribution over $100 to any one candidate. Leslie Stahl has more on the story.
The committee also voted to increase tax benefits for campaign contributions and approved a recommendation that would ban anyone in the Justice Department, including the Attorney General, from campaigning for any candidate. Other recommendations include creation of a permanent special prosecutor to act on election law violations by high-ranking officials, formation of a Federal Elections Commission to supervise campaigns, the strengthening of the powers of congressional oversight committees over the CIA. The committee called for a study on whether a court order should be mandatory for any national security break-in or wiretapping operation. And it rejected a proposal to formulate an elections code of ethics. Chairman Sam Ervin said, "I don't believe in Congress making pious declarations of what it considers righteous behavior." Leslie Stahl, CBS News, Washington.
The latest on President Nixon in a minute.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
President Nixon is in Brussels this morning on his first full day in Europe on his latest mission. Michael Landers reports.
It's been 5 years since President Nixon's last visit to Brussels. That time, it was for a brief meeting with the NATO Council. This time, the president will be attending a full-scale Atlantic Alliance summit with prime ministers from almost all the European NATO allies gathering here with Mr. Nixon to sign a new Declaration of Atlantic Relations aimed at reinvigorating the 25-year-old Western Alliance. During the summit, there will also be private talks between Mr. Nixon and West European leaders on economic and defense questions, and the president is due to brief his NATO counterparts on his recent journey through the Middle East and on his coming trip to the Soviet Union. That trip to begin the day after this NATO summit. Michael Landers for CBS News, Brussels.
In Moscow, Mr. Nixon will be trying to get some kind of agreement with the Russians to further limit nuclear weapons. 4 Austrian soldiers serving with the United Nations peacekeeping force on the Golan Heights were killed on Tuesday when their vehicle hit a landmine. Another soldier was wounded. The commander of the UN force says that the soldiers were the first casualties from the force since it reported for duty a month ago. The Saigon command reports that 7 South Vietnamese soldiers were killed, 28 others wounded early this morning when Viet Cong sappers attacked an army training school near Saigon. More after this.
It's a real hot day. I'm soaking up the sun, and suddenly I say antifreeze right out loud. My wife says, "Huh?" And I say, "Haven't you heard that song?
You can never buy Prestone too early. Do it now, don't you wait. You can never buy Prestone too early. You can only buy it too late."
It's a fact. A 50-50 mix of Prestone 2 winter summer formula and water, about 2 gallons for most cars, fights boilover because it helps your cooling system handle heat better than water. Fresh boilover protection and fresh corrosion protection, too, because only Prestone 2 has a patented silicone silicate inhibitor system. Nothing beats it for corrosion protection. Summer, winter, spring, or fall, you can never buy Prestone 2 early. You can only buy it too late.
If you can't trust Prestone,
who can you trust?
The Justice Department has announced what it calls the largest single seizure of marijuana in history in Mexicali, Mexico. Most of the 42 tons of marijuana was found under the floor of a warehouse. Estimated street sale value is nearly $23 million. The bust was a joint effort by American and Mexican officials. A spokesman for the Justice Department says that the marijuana was being delivered across the border in large tanker trucks, which delivered road paving materials to the Mexicali area. 7 men are being held in Mexico in connection with the marijuana operation. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, KIXI. 6 minutes past 12 o'clock.